Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Some news out of Sharon from this past week. The town saw growth in all three categories in its grand list in the year 2020. According to the assessor, the total grand list is nearly $746.7 million. That's an increase of $12.1 million or 1.66% over 2019. The grand list is a tabulation of assessed taxable values of real estate, personal property, and motor vehicles. Meanwhile, the Sharon Board of Selectmen hired Jamison Russin as a member of the town road crew during a meeting. Russin, they said, is 20 years old, has a great deal of passion for Sharon. A total of 9 applied and 3 were interviewed. Russin will be paid $22.65 an hour and receive full health benefits. Now, also, the Board of Selectmen will be conferring with the Board of Finance about a future appropriation of $147,000 for a new loader. The piece of equipment is old, and First Selectman Brent Colley said he's worried about it breaking down permanently this winter. And looking at various specification, board members said they like the Volvo model. The appropriation, which includes a trade-in allowance, would have to be approved by a town meeting. And the Board of Selectmen will post the proposed food truck ordinance on the town's website within the next 30 days. Selectmen hope the truck would aid certain businesses in town who cannot open due to COVID-19 unless they serve food, such as the Sharon Valley Tavern. The draft is similar to one being considered in North Canaan. Continue its efforts to allocate as many coronavirus vaccines as can be acquired for eligible individuals. The Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, after receiving 700 doses of the Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from New York State, had organized 2 vaccination sites for county residents. One was held at Dover High School on Route 22 on February 6th. The other was held at a former JCPenney store in the Poughkeepsie Galleria on February the 4th. In Massachusetts, after having a select board session max out on Zoom in late January, spurring open meeting law complaints, officials in Otis have upgraded their account. When another large group of Otis residents joined a virtual board meeting on Tuesday, most of them were opposed to a cell tower under consideration. They didn't face the same barrier, but many left frustrated anyway because the issue of a proposed tower on town property at Big Pond was not on the agenda. Randy Page, the town administrator, declined to comment on the session, referring a reporter from the Berkshire Edge to a recording of the meeting that was to be posted on the town's website by Thursday morning. Great Barrington is now mulling changes to the area of a fatal crash by posting danger signs, though an intersection is under scrutiny after that wreck in December. Public safety officials and residents say the junction has historically been safe. Changing or closing it would be causing other problems, they say. The select board in a 4-1 vote decided to add signs marking the intersections of Lover Lane and Route 7 as dangerous, but not to change traffic patterns for now. 74,000 vaccine appointments will open today across Massachusetts. The Baker-Polito administration announced the 74,000 appointments will be posted online today for mass vaccination sites and pharmacies at locations statewide. About 30,000 additional appointments will be posted over the course of the week at pharmacies, totaling over 100,000 new appointments. If you're looking for information, it's getvaccinatedberkshires.org. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is stripping legal immunity amid the pandemic. The nursing home industry is feeling exposed after the government moved to strip limited immunity granted to healthcare facilities amid the pandemic. Lamont has decided on March 1st to halt emergency protections that shielded nursing homes and hospitals from potential lawsuits for any injuries or deaths connected to COVID-19 care since last April. Healthcare professionals will generally remain immune from being sued. The announcement came one day after the latest emergency order was due to expire on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the governor is proposing a 2-year, $46 billion state budget, adding $1.5 billion in spending and raising $3.3 billion in revenue. The governor's spending and tax package avoided broad-based tax increases and changes to the income and sales tax rate to support $950.5 million in increased appropriations for the upcoming fiscal year. Instead, Lamont proposes to rely on more than $1.7 billion from federal stimulus funds or state reserves, nearly $1.3 billion from delaying scheduled tax cuts and revenue diversions, and $303.4 million from other revenue proposals, including legalizing recreational use of marijuana and expanded gambling. The proposed $22.6 billion budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st represents barely a 2% increase over the current $22.1 billion budget, and the proposed $23.4 billion budget for 2023 represents about a 3.5% increase over the previous year. New York State will allow sports arenas and other large entertainment venues to open February 23rd at 10% capacity with mandatory COVID-19 testing requirements and other coronavirus safety precautions. The announcement applies to venues with 10,000 or above capacity and requires attendees to secure a negative result of PCR or lab-based COVID-19 test in the 72 hours leading up to the event, according to the governor's office. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,437.80, the NASDAQ at 13,972.53, and the S&P 500 at 3,909.88. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.